Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you that you've given us lips and a heart to praise you. Thank you, Lord, that there's a desire, Lord, to praise you. And Lord, thank you that there's a groaning in our hearts, Lord God, to praise you. And Lord, what it's going to be to praise you. Oh, face to face. Thank you, Lord, for the song that was just sung. Thank you, Lord, for this precious dad and little girl here. Thank you, God, that she's grown up, Lord, and growing up in you. And Lord, thank you again for your faithfulness. Oh, praise the Lord that your word is true, that the promises of God are yea and amen. Thank you, Lord, that we stand upon the promises of God. Lord, thank you that they never change, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, as every life stands here this morning, praise God, we stand on the word. We know that your word is true. And Lord, thank you that he that is true and faithful, God, thank you for that strength, the mighty fortress that is our God, our shield and buckler and high tower. The rock that we stand on is higher than I. Lord, thank you for that, Lord God. And help us to believe it this morning, Lord God. And it's only going to come through more of your love, to know the love of Christ, to know how I love you, to know what I have given, provided the purpose in my heart for you. Oh, in the power of my might, that love shed abroad in your heart that will perform all my good work in you. Thank you, God, that we know this. God, again, encourage us up in it. Grow us in it this morning. Because it's all going to be the word of your grace, by your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Exciting times. Praise God. Oh, how wonderful to see that little handful rising up and growing up into the mature sons of God. And today, brothers and sisters, a little mercy and a little grace. We'll begin in Ephesians 2. And in Ephesians 2, it tells us that we all had our conversation, or we all had our life in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. All born in sin and shapen in iniquity. There is none righteous, no, not one. But God, who is rich in mercy, 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 for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. And I'll tell you what, oh, the love that gave us and continues to give us his full mercy. Mercy. We mentioned it a little bit this past week, but mercy can be seen and looked at in so many different ways. That's why grace, we could never define or express these things. But for today, mercy, that which keeps us from what we deserve. Amen? Oh yes, what did we just read? Dead in trespasses and sin, but God, who is rich in mercy. And brothers and sisters, that mercy, it never stops. It doesn't stop. It's so wondrous. In Lamentations 3:22, it says it like this: it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. It's of the Lord's mercy that we're not destroyed, because his compassions fail not. And I love that word, compassions. It means his womb. It means our sonship. It never fails. It can never be severed. We can never be separated from the love of God. The reason, praise God, that his mercy continues to extend to us and never allows us to be destroyed is because now are we the sons of God. Amen. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank God for his wonderful mercy that keeps me moment by moment from what I deserve. Amen. Brothers and sisters, his mercy is so beautiful. His love for us that gives us all of this mercy and gives us all this grace is so beyond. His groanings, as we read here, his compassions, that's this groaning. If you're a parent here today, you know what I'm talking about. You groan for your kids. You ache. You hurt in a way that, well, you know it. He groans. He loves. And praise God, his faithfulness endureth forever to us. To us. Not just some faithfulness that's just a grand thought. It's graceful. It's faithfulness that's precise, that's exact, that's so intimate to us forever. And yes, brothers and sisters, we praise him for this and we thank him for this. We can never praise and thank him enough for his tender mercy. Brother David, praise God, in Psalm 25. I love how he says this here in Psalm 25, verse 6. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. I just so love that. You know, they're new every morning, but at the same time, they have always been there for us in Christ in ages past, brothers and sisters. Oh, the love wherewith we are loved. But in this thought, we so often never really move on. I'm not saying you ever move off of because you can't, nor would you ever want to. You never move on with mercy. I'm talking about what's on the mercy seat. And those that are for us to be reminded, what is on the mercy seat? The blood, grace, the grace that's on that mercy seat. Praise the Lord. So often we don't move on with the mercy and mount up with the wings of eagle, hallelujah, the great love of divine grace. As we began with mercy that keeps us from what we deserve, kept us from sin and death, keeps us moment by moment from being destroyed, it's grace that gives us everything we don't deserve. You see that? See how they're always working together? It's so amazing. One keeps us from it, and then one gives us, praise God, what we could never, ever deserve. Grace gives us everything of God in Christ we could never merit. Brother Paul, in Acts 20, 32. He says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And how much grace is that? Well, in 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, all grace, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound or superabound to every good work. Praise God. So we have this wondrous mercy that, thanks be to God, keeps me from everything completely that I ever deserved. And yet, I have this grace, praise the Lord, that's giving me and has given to me and has blessed me with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ that I could never, ever begin to deserve or merit. Praise the Lord. See, it's grace, brothers and sisters, that is freely given and what we so need. By the word of his grace, we just read that we are built up. And that building up means a masterpiece. Not building up your self-esteem or building up a foolish pride. No, it's building up the treasure of the word of his grace in your life that causes you to be his masterpiece. And what is his masterpiece? Vessels to the praise and the glory of his grace. That's his masterpiece. His masterpiece understands that, praise God, we are completely, only, solely your workmanship. That, praise be to God, you are the potter, and I am the clay. And I thank you, Lord, that it is your hands, it is your will, it is your purpose, it is your love. Praise God, you give me the faith. Everything that I am, it's all because of you. I am what I am by the grace of God. See, that explains everything about your life with Christ. It's all been given. There's been nothing that's been merited. I am, listen to that. As Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. See how wonderful that is? There's nothing in us that we could boast about. There's nothing of me that I can boast in or have any type of confidence in. My boast is in the Lord. My confidence is in his grace and in his mercy. And praise be to God, it is always there because I'm a son. Because I am his child. And as he so preciously encouraged and said, I will have grace upon whom I will have grace. I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. Well, welcome to all of that, sons of God. All by the blood of the Lamb I will pass over you. All of that judgment, all of that destruction, all of that wrath. Because of the blood of the Lamb, I will pass over you. Isn't it sad? So many Christians look over their shoulder in a sense to, or looking around, oh, how is God going to hit me now? Know the word of God. Just be looking for his blessings. Amen. And it's amazing what you'll see when you look to his love. Amen. And I'm talking always and in all things. Not just when your gait on the race course is just fine and wonderful. I'm talking even when you're wounded and when there's been a mishap. There's been a lack of faith. Look to the love of Jesus. Heard about a sister, again, that sweet doctor back there in Kansas City. She gave a message and about on broken bones. Did you know when a broken bone heals, it's stronger than when it began? Oh, it's just a coincidence. No, God made you that way. But he even said it like this. A bruised reed will I not break. A smoking flax will I not quench. And I know we all get to that point where you want to give up. You want to quit. You want to say, Lord, it's just too hard. But somehow, some way, the word of his grace, all of it, in its all sufficiency, always, comes in. And that little superabounding Spirit's breath begins to revive. And it's so precious to watch the sons of God arise. And they just stand, praise the Lord. And they watch the wonderful, tender mercies of the Lord just take over. Praise the Lord. Now, grace always for everything, brothers and sisters. Everything that we need in the word of his grace. Building us up in those masterpieces of grace. They sang about her. The bride adorned for Jesus Christ. All by the grace of God. Receiving even a joint heirship. Ruling and reigning jointly with Jesus Christ. Glorified together forever. In the midst of the throne glory with him. All by the grace of God. See, that's all grace and all mercy. And it's all because, brothers and sisters, of the great love wherewith we are loved of the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only begotten Son. He gave us everything. And in giving us his Son, he gave us all mercy. He gave us all grace. Because he loved. Do you see now why the whole shooting match is to know the love of Christ? Isn't that wonderful? To believe in the love of Christ. To know the power of the love of Christ. To know the height, the breadth, the length, the depth. To know all about the love of Christ. And you can. Because God is for it, and God intends for us to know. As he said there in Timothy, I would that all men be saved. I would that all men be saved and come, grow up, walk. The full knowledge of the truth. To the full knowledge of the truth. The intimate knowledge of the truth. That word knowledge is so vast in the Greek. Full, intimate, complete. The knowledge that only a husband and wife know for one another. That intimate knowledge. That's the love of Christ. This is what he's getting at here. Praise be to God. He has given us everything. Everything in his Son. And think of this. His Son in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? Oh yes, praise be to God. But see, hallelujah, we're just beginning here today. It's not just grace he's getting at. If you go on over to James chapter 4. Oh, it gets even a little bit more exciting. In James chapter 4. He's even talking about more grace. In verse 6, it says, but he giveth more grace. Do you hear that? I thought we already had all grace. Always, for all things. Having all sufficiency to superabound every good work. But wait a second, he's so merciful and he's so gracious, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resist the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Boy, doesn't that want you to be humble? Doesn't that want you to cease of your own self? To quit thinking somehow, some way, that you need to be magnified or patted on the back? But you understand, brothers and sisters, that is so quickly where our flesh goes. When we have these precious victories in the Lord, you know how the enemy is allowed. The enemy is allowed. To get us with that vanity real quick. Amen. But aren't you thankful? Thankful and be thankful in it. That when that comes. Oh, but my grace is sufficient. Yes, my grace is even more powerful. And it causes you to bend that knee. And to thank him. To remind you. That but for the grace of God. There go I. See, that's not just to get down there and say, oh, I'm such a bad guy. Look at that. I felt this way. Get over yourself. Thank God that he reminds you that it's me, that it's Christ in you that's the hope of glory. It's not you that are the hope of glory. It is Christ in you It's the power of the Lord that works in you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me to be filled with all the fullness of God, the life, hallelujah, the way, the truth, amen, the Spirit, the power of His might. It's all Him. Praise God. But brothers and sisters, it says here, but He giveth more grace. Wherefore He saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And that is all, praise God, from the more grace. Amen? See, you're not saved by grace, and well, then you got to pull yourself up from your own bootstraps. And that preaching goes on so much. No, you're saved by grace, and then you need more grace. And then as you walk on in grace, you need more grace. And it's always there because you have all grace. But you need to know that you need more of that all grace. That's the power, praise God, is the grace of God. That's what takes us on. Hallelujah. The more grace, brothers and sisters, is the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The more grace is the like Him glory. The more grace is to the fullness, the measure, and the stature of Christ. The more grace empowers you. Amen? See, you're going to hit your limit. Always. Always. And God is going to show you that again in His faithfulness. Grace of God is always with you. But the faithfulness of the grace of God will allow you to be pressed out of measure. Well, Lord, we were riding along so fine. And there came the giant. And there came the appointed mountain. Amen? Oh, we know this. This is the story of our life because He's the author and finisher of our faith. And may we be reminded again, what is faith? It's not what I see. It's not what I feel. It's not even what I experience. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is not sight. Faith is believing, and it's believing the word of God. And when we really believe the word of God is when everything is against that believing. Just like, praise God, a couple days ago. You want Him to die with dignity? Let's just do it quick. I'm so thankful that I'll always remember our precious pastor laying there in that hallway. Just a couple weeks from going to be with the Lord, body riddled with cancer. He'd fallen down. I was back there to see him. I looked down. My heart was broken. His glasses were strewn across his face. He looked up. He said, "Son, do you think he could come today?" That's life. That's not death. That's life. Praise God, that is abundant life. And you mark them. And we've had them, and we have them. You mark them. That's the example. Those that follow Paul as he followed Christ. For me to live Christ. For me to live Christ. And if so be to die, gain. Praise God. Praise God. I'm not living to die. I'm living to be translated. You see that? No. I know they have that slogan, born to die or whatever. No. I'm born to live abundantly. Amen. I'm born by God's grace to look for the translation. Amen. Come on now. We know this. But see, brothers and sisters, this is that more grace that empowers us, that causes us, that fortifies us. And I want us to really get this. As it says down there in James, we love it and we say, oh yeah, he gives grace to the humble and that's great. But listen what he says, submit yourselves to God. Submit yourselves to grace. And what happens from that? You resist the devil. Isn't that something? See, that's the enemy's ploy. Somehow, well, we're grace saints and this is wonderful, but I've just got this hankering thing in my life that I've got to handle. I've got to be responsible for it. Let me tell you something. You can't be responsible for anything. Grace gives you all the responsibility. Grace gives you all of the ability. What did Paul said? I am what I am by the grace of God. Where did grace ever stop in that? What did grace not have to do with Paul's walk? It's grace. But as we said about mercy, it keeps me from what I deserved. Grace keeps me, or takes me to, praise God, everything that I could never deserve. And this is what I could never deserve. That by the grace of God, I can resist the devil. I'm beginning to know this. Hallelujah. And I don't need to visit with that old stinky snake. Because it's the word of his grace that is with me, that speaks, praise God, through me, because of the life of Christ that is in me. It's the same life, praise God, that walked here and said, it is written. It is written. This is my life. This is who it is. This is Christ in me, the hope of glory. Praise God. This is the more grace that causes the devil to flee. You see, brothers and sisters, if it's only mercy alone that I'm going to go along with, then I'll tell you what, I'm going to go along with the lies of the devil. And we all know that life. And we've all have been in that life. And there, in one time or another, and there might be some of us that might be in that life right now, in a part of our life. But yet, even in our unbelief, even in our defiant way, even in our lustful moments, mercy always keeps us from what we deserve. Amen. Amen. But why do we keep living defeated? Why do we keep wallowing in a mire with a crown on my head? Get a picture of Nebuchadnezzar running out there in the field, the king with fingernails this long and feathers growing in his hair, acting like a wild animal. When the grace that gives us the power, the courage to stand is so exceeding abundant that that dirty devil has got to flee. This is love we're talking about, isn't it? See, your lover by God's grace is with you always. He's there. And as the enemy is allowed to come and to try to whisper, to tempt, your lover is there. And not there to say, oh, I'm watching you. No, that's there saying what he tells you all the time, I love you. You're mine. You're mine, honey. We don't need to enter into that temptation any longer. We don't need to go through that door anymore. Oh, some would say, well, he'd never go in there with you. Oh, yes, he does. Though I make my bed in hell, he's there with me. But I'm talking about the power of the grace of God today. And I can testify about this power. I can tell you that it is real. That he's the one. It's his strength. It's his might. It's his presence that goes with me always. And his love keeps me. Oh, brothers and sisters, apprehending grace, apprehending the word of his grace, knowing it, and knowing, hallelujah, who we are by grace, gives us the love of God's superabounding power in us that keeps reminding us and renews our mind that now are we the sons of God. The more grace quits me from my childish impulses and know that I've got a mature love, that I don't need to go through that childish doorway anymore. That's mighty. Now, brothers and sisters, full overcomers in Christ are beginning to make a stand in grace. They're transforming. And by the grace of God, and we know it is for those that are, you are changing from glory to glory. And it's mighty. We're watching the miracle, grander than even standing at the Red Sea. We're watching ones change from glory to glory into like him. We're watching one another by God's grace, ones that are getting ready to be those that will be the manifestation of the sons of God. Those that will be taken, hallelujah, taken out on display for him. Him alone, it's his glory. And made known to all. I have loved thee. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. That's the glory to glory ones. That's the ones that are changing into like his likeness, fiery sun glory, conquering ones. And I'll tell you what, the devil don't like to be around them. Oh no. In closing, his mercy endureth forever. But today, I'm quickened. And today, just a little bit more power. Today, all that grace, praise be to God, not in vain anymore. Amen? Amen. Not empty to my life in what I've been thinking that I have to put off, or I've been thinking that I have to take in my own strength because I don't have any. I'm growing up. I'm growing on. I'm rising up. I believe by the grace of God, I'm seeing pillars of grace. Transforming pillars of grace. As the Lord said, that church of Philadelphia, those pillars in the house of the Lord, they're rising up. Pillars of the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray.
Praise you, Jesus. Salea, Malea, Alas, Ikahandi, Shalora, Salara, Iaya, Sayah.
Jesus.
What shall we say to these things? If I be for you, who can be against you? What shall separate you from my love? Whosoever, let him come and partake of the word and the breads of life. In my son's name, Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Lord, thank you again for your tenderness and your wonderful encouragement that you always give us. You're for us, Lord. As brother was encouraged here, you are for us. And Lord, let us know that there isn't anything that can be against us. Who could be against us, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. That's the love and the backing of the power of the grace of God. And Lord, help us to continue to walk on in this. Lord, there's been an encouragement coming around here lately. Lord, you want us to rise up. You said we're breaking camp. And I love that, Lord. It's been a grand stay. It's been wonderful. In this land, it's been precious. I've seen many things here. But you said, honeys, we're going to walk all through the land. We're going to go into the places that you haven't even seen yet. We're going to walk through more valley. We're going to walk into the heights. And then, praise God, we're going to walk someday into the fullness of glory. And Lord, I believe it's soon, but Lord, it's those that are willing to go. We've heard of a halfway house many a time, but that halfway house presents itself every day. Will we be satisfied halfway? Will we be satisfied going around the way? Or Lord, is it going to be the dark mile? Lord, is it going to be the only place? Lord, thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness, Lord God. That even when we would choose it not, even when we would go another way, praise be to God by the grace of God that is with me. Lord, you take me there. But Lord, don't let it be kicking and screaming. Oh no. Let me be shouting and praising you. Lord, let it be a joyous worship service in a lion's den. Lord, let it be a powerful praise and worship service, hallelujah, in the fiery furnace. Lord God, for there I see that which I could never have seen. Oh, the love that will not let me go. Thank you for that wondrous love wherewith we are loved. In Jesus' name, amen.